Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A bevy of topics for Major Garrett, host of The Takeout. Sign up for the podcast. Watch it live. Listen to it right here on WCC Radio, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock. Awful jobs numbers today. No other way to say it. Awful jobs numbers. First of all, this last month added just 73,000 jobs. Normally, that's bad enough. But Major, to me, the bigger story is the revival, the resolution, the adjustment on May and June, cutting 258,000 jobs from the previous estimate. What happened? What is going on? And how damning is this to the Trump economic approach?
So it was interesting. When the GDP numbers came out on Wednesday, the White House was crowing about how everything was working great and nothing that had been predicted in terms of near calamity or actual calamity as a result of the president's tariff policies was coming to fruition. It was all golden and great and clear sailing ahead economically. Then this jobs report comes out, and suddenly this morning the White House says, oh, you know, we kind of saw some fluctuations in the data, and we're not surprised by this. And here's the good news. Because our tighter immigration policies are really clamping down, we're creating jobs for Americans and not for foreign-born workers or illegal aliens. So
okay.
when you know that it is a genuine bit of bad news for the White House, you know this when, and the answer to that question is when they go to immigration.
Yes, that's a very good point.
Okay. So that's how you know when it's genuinely bad news and they're in a fix and they don't know what else to say, they go to immigration, which is where they went today, this morning. Now, the revisions are interesting in that they capture something that the ADP data, which is in the private sector counting of new jobs, was tracking for the last 2 months. So the private sector firm, payroll firm ADP, was on this cycle. The Labor Department finally caught back up to it. These revisions are not atypical, but revisions of this size are. And what do they suggest? That the economy, underneath some of the gloss that the White House likes to point to, is in some measures having a harder time creating new jobs than the White House would either like to admit or that we had the perception of before. Interestingly, and I saw people talking about this before the Federal Reserve announced that it was not going to budge on interest rates, some economic analysts were saying to the White House, you know, your messaging is all wrong on this. First of all, when you scream and yell about firing the chairman of the Federal Reserve, the Fed's just going to get more stubborn about what its policy is, so it doesn't look like it's playing to your political tune. Second of all, there's underlying weakness in the economy, particularly in jobs, and you should be talking about that to encourage the Fed to look at rate cuts based on that data. But the White House doesn't like that data, so they don't do that. I'm not saying there is an economic calamity coming, but there is something going on in terms of new job creation. There are anecdotal stories. You see them written all over the country. Teen employment is lagging this summer, and recent college graduates are not finding jobs, in part because of the advent of AI taking on some of these entry-level positions that used to be open to non-AI entities, meaning human beings.
I want to keep going because there's just so many things to talk about. I got to ask you four or five more follow-ups, but I want to get to this from the president on Truth Social.
Yeah.
In the last 40 minutes, based on the highly provocative statements of the former president of Russia, also Major's high school roommate, a lot of people don't realize that, Dmitry Medvedev, who is now deputy chairman of the Security Council of the Russian Federation.
He was the recording secretary of our fraternity.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It was very interesting high school life, yeah. But here's where it gets very serious. I have ordered two nuclear submarines to be positioned in the appropriate regions just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements are more than just that. Words are very important and can often lead to unintended consequences. This is dripping with irony from Donald Trump. I hope this will not be one of those instances. Thank you for attention to this matter. What do you want to say about this one?
So this, on the surface, even though submarines are frequently below the surface,
thank you.
Sounds alarming.
Hold on. I want to jot that down here.
You're right. Just remember that. Check your notes.
Oh, I knew there was a reason why I couldn't see him. I kept looking for him, you know.
Right. Sounds alarming. Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, what the president said, two nuclear submarines. All right. Does that mean nuclear powered or nuclear armed? We don't know. There is room for interpretation there. He also says positioned in the appropriate regions. All right. Our nuclear submarines, even the ones that are armed with nuclear weapons, typically do not just hug the coast of the United States. They are, in the terminology of the Pentagon, and we know this, our adversaries know this, are prowlers. Okay, they're out. They're not just hugging the coastline of the United States. Right. They are moving around to be positioned in case something bad happens in general. So I'm not sure we're moving anything in a particular direction in this risk, because there's nothing specific about this.
No.
Here's the other thing I would add to it, which confuses me more than illuminates the situation. Just yesterday on Fox, a very important network for this White House, externally and internally, the Secretary of State and National Security Advisor Marco Rubio said Dmitry Medvedev doesn't make any decisions in Russia. He's not in any meetings they're involved in. He's a bit player. He was a stand-in for Putin when he wasn't president of Russia, and doesn't matter.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So is this about today's jobs numbers? Is this immigration plus nuclear submarines? I don't know.
Yeah.
But look, anytime a U.S. president says anything that sounds remotely different
or
and possibly
nuclear,
right? About nuclear, yep, everyone understandably and justifiably wants to know more.
Yep.
And the markets were already down about 550 when that social media post went out. They're now down about 650. There's an extra 100 points premium in the Dow that's gone down just because this feels odd and adds to the volatility / uncertainty. So it's there.
Gaza, the return of Kamala Harris, and Ghislaine Maxwell is moved. What does that mean? I'll hit the cough button. During the break, we'll continue with Major.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Returning with Major. Speaking of returning, the former vice president announced earlier this week she's not running for governor. To the surprise of no one, she has a book to sell. She made an appearance on your network with Stephen Colbert. Seemed to me it was a typical Kamala Harris. When she was asked about not running, she told us, the system is broke. I don't want to be a part of the system, but I'm also going to travel the country and talk to people. So some version of a listening tour. I can only imagine how many times Major Garrett has heard from a former elected official or even a present elected official was considering a run for higher office, and Major heard, I'm going to listen to the citizens. I'm going to listen to my voters. I'm guessing your over-under is 7,475,000. That's the over-under number. What was your your takeaway, and what do you think other prominent Democrats think about the return of the VP?
The same that they think about any reappearance of the former president. That's not what we need. That's not where we are. We are trying to heal, and you're not helping, I think, is the general sense of things. And listening tours have become such a familiar trope. They have long since gone past the status of cliche that they really don't resonate with anybody. When people hear, I'm going to listen to the voters, they're like, okay, that's essentially, you might as well have said nothing.
Yep, or correct.
You said something that is so familiar to me, I'm going to count it as a net negative. So it's worse than saying nothing. And especially coming off of a loss
decisive,
as damaging to the party, its reputation, its sense of mission, its sense of voice, its sense of direction. Because if you're listening now, that means you weren't listening before, point one. Point two,
yes.
If you really want to listen, well, why don't you listen to where you live and where some Democrats are clamoring for you to be the next governor?
Mm-hmm. Where she would walk in as the heavy favorite.
She would. She would walk in as the heavy favorite, unquestionably. And if you're about listening, then just go to the next thing. What are you listening for? Because I want to run against Gavin Newsom and be the next presidential nominee of the Democratic Party in 2028 and stop phonying around. Because the only reason you don't run for governor, where you would be the odds-on immediate favorite to run the fourth largest economy in the world, which California is, if it were its own economy, measured against all other nations in the world, you're skipping that. So there's only one reason to skip that if you're going to remain in politics and not take up house painting or ditch digging or something. That's to run for president in 2028. So stop phonying it up with people and pretending you're not interested in something you're manifestly interested in. So I don't think when it comes to this current era of Democrats craving something that feels, looks, and touches the ground authentically, that this comes anywhere close.
About 3 minutes or so. Today is a significant day where Steve Witkoff and the ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, for approximately 5 hours, entered Gaza.
Yeah.
This has been a part of this story really from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been magnified more lately with the starvation in Gaza. Mm-hmm. I think one of the most overblown stories the last week has been the correction of a New York Times story. New York Times story showed kids starving. One child also had a previous condition. And a lot of folks who will defend Israel no matter what it says, see, the New York Times was lying. Well, they were wrong on that one. That doesn't change the tens of thousands of others, including the other kids in the picture, who are still starving. So the president has this on his radar now. What do you believe will really happen, and how far is the president willing to go? Is he willing to stand up to Bibi Netanyahu? Is he going to put together a coalition with NATO? Because what is going to be different from this being overrun by desperate individuals in Gaza or Hamas intentionally killing people when they arrive for food?
Or the Israeli military or the armed guards who are backing up the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is this aid distribution network backed by the United States government and the Israeli government, which has had only four distribution sites, far fewer than international organizations historically have had in Gaza, which is one of the big problems, because there are too few distribution points and too many people coming to them because they're so desperate. Things get out of control. They get chaotic. They get threatening. Guns are fired. Dozens of Palestinians have been wounded and killed just in gunfire at food distribution places, quite separate from starvation and malnutrition bordering on famine. So until this week, this was not even recognized verbally at all by the White House, not at all. And it's still not recognized as a humanitarian crisis by Israel. So having Witkoff and the U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee there is a step. It is a small step. It is a largely still sanitized step where the Israelis are calling the shots. But it is a step in a new direction. And the White House finally this week released $30 million in humanitarian aid, which may manifest itself. I would say something that was said on my program last Friday. If you see airdrops, know that this is entirely performative and for publicity, not for feeding people. Airdrops look great. They are powerful visuals. They are terrible in terms of distributing food on a regular, safe, and efficient basis. So if you see more airdrops, know that's more performance, not actual hard work in feeding starving Palestinians. All of this matters in that there is some suggestion that the White House is not turning away from Netanyahu, but less willing to give him all the latitude he demands.
I got to jump in, sir. I will be very curious on that part. I'm going to leave with one note. Enough with the Padres being the big bad bullies and picking on other teams, okay? Enough. I mean, just know that
I'm sorry for Twins fans. I really am.
Yeah, there are a lot of people upset. I have a fabulous weekend, sir.
You too. Bye.
Major with us every Friday. Shaletta coming up next hour.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.